Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on a Thursday night. We're getting set for the Biloxi Shuckers to come into today at 24-23 in game three of a six-game set against the 29-18 Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Played good throughout the night. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos have had an incredible series so far. Both games have come down to the wire.
I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. Oh baby,
baby,
I'll sacrifice for you. I'll do all the things for you. Oh baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look at us coming in your direction.
The regular season, the division winner of the North, and the division winner in the South will make up the half of the playoff seedings here in Biloxi. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for a very special pregame interview here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're joined by 14-year big league veteran and one-time Brewers All-Star, also a part of that magical 2008 Milwaukee team. It's Ricky Weeks. He joins us next before a 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos here in game three of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a very special guest today, a former Brewers All-Star and a current member of the Brewers player development staff, Ricky Weeks. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me.
You've been here in Biloxi the last couple of days working with the guys. How are you enjoying it so far?
No, I love it. I love it. I think it's always a pleasure coming down and seeing the development paths that the guys are going through that, that I used to have to do the same way. So going through the process and seeing them going through it and be able to be a person that that can kind of, tell them some things, it's always good to be here.
What's it like working with the Shuckers team that's one of the youngest in AA? What's that been like for you this week?
It's been great. It's been great. It's been the likes of, Jackson Carroll and Black and guys like that, just seeing them kind of, produce and develop, in their own way. Being here, it's always a pleasure being here just because, now I'm a fan of baseball now, as opposed to playing career. So and being a fan and being a part of an organization that I love, seeing them progress to their their levels, it's always good.
How fun has it been this week to watch those guys live and in person?
Very much so. It's been fun. It has been fun. I think, when you look back at it and see how hard the baseball game is and then seeing them come out there and trying to work hard and prepare for every day, and with the likes of the coaches here, Mike Guerrero, he's my hitting coach in the back of minor leagues. You got Chuck Caulfield. I had a chance to play with him down below in the minor league as well. So, seeing that staff and it kind of come to fruition with their help, to guide these young players, it's always good.
When you know the playing side more than most, 10-plus years in the big leagues, a majority of that with the Brewers, what's it been like moving to the coaching side of things for the organization that you played a majority of your career with in Milwaukee?
Right. I wouldn't necessarily say coaching, but I will say on the evaluating standpoint, it's always good. I think, when you play as long as I did and then you come on this side, my moral rule is just, don't forget how hard the game is. And I think, we have that, coming into play and you ask questions to kind of get the feel for how guys think and differently. I think that's where you can kind of help the most, I think.
What's been your favorite part of working with the Brewers on the player development side?
Well, to really get to know your coworkers. I think, to get to know the coworkers and also get to know the players, day in and day out, their grind. I think, that's the most important thing about it. I think the camaraderie. You go back to the playing. You don't really miss the playing per se, but you do miss the team camaraderie and ways to get better. And I think that's what I'm enjoying the most now.
So how much do you enjoy being able to travel around to the different teams, see the coaching staff, see the players, and be ingrained with the team for a week plus at a time?
Oh, great, man. It's been good because that's what you live for. I think you live for creating wins for the big leagues, and that means coming down and creating relationships, creating, major baseball players down below it, as we call. So just seeing that, seeing them, come to fruition, that's what you want all day long in baseball.
On the player development side, what's the biggest thing you've learned in the last couple of years in the Brewers organization?
Well, the biggest thing for me is just ask questions. I think as people in general, I think the more questions you ask, the more you learn. And I think we're in a learning sport. I think I'm on the learning side of things now as well. So just learning, asking questions, and being available, and just being well informed. That's part of the biggest things for me.
You were with the Brewers for majority of your career. You saw a lot of those great Brewers teams. You played alongside Prince Fielder. You got to play at Miller Park. The Brewers were one of the best teams in the National League Central year in and year out in the early to mid-2000s. What was your favorite part of being a Brewer and being in the Brewers organization on the player side of things?
Oh, man, like I said before, it's 100% the people. I think, when you go out through life period, but on our side of things in baseball, we spend more time with our teammates, our coworkers, than we do our families sometimes. So I think that's the thing that you enjoy the most is going out and trying to see those guys and see those players excel, see your staff excel and evaluate players more. I think those are the things that you miss the most.
On the moment side of things, you've played in All-Star games, you've played in big-time regular season games, you've played in playoff games with the Brewers. What was the biggest moment on the game side of things that really stood out to you in your Brewers career?
Oh, man, like you said, I've been an All-Star. I have walk-off hits and things like that. But I think the number one moment, I think, for me was us making the playoffs back in 08, the first time in, 29, 30 years or so. I think that was a very special moment for me, for our team, and the city of Milwaukee.
Well, that was an incredible playoff run, too. Right. Couple walk-offs. That was a blast to watch, and especially a team with CeCe Sabathia, you, Prince Fielder. I mean, you look back at those team and go, wow, we were incredible.
Yeah, we were pretty good. They were pretty good. I think, we left some, and it was up still on the table, but for the most part, you can't and you can't take the times back. And I think looking back on it, seeing the things that we did and the kind of, you know, team chemistry that we had, I mean, that's what you search for every day for these guys right here.
Well, Ricky, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a blast having you down here, boys.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35. Getting set for first pitch here in Biloxi. A big-time thank you to Ricky Weeks for joining us tonight as our pregame interview. Such a fun guy to talk to, and a guy who's seen some of the best moments in Milwaukee Brewers history. Think about that walk-off in the 2008 National League Divisional Series after CeCe Sabathia, Ricky Weeks, and Prince Fielder were instrumental in helping that team to the playoffs. Their first playoff appearance in quite some time. For the Shuckers, it's the righty Christian Mejias who goes on the hill, while the righty Evan Fitterer goes for Pensacola. Shuckers at 24-23, Pensacola at 29-18. Mejias charges out of the dugout alongside his catcher, Jefferson Garrow. We'll take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, it's first pitch in Biloxi. The Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Jordan Murray. Dive, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Welcome to Biloxi and welcome to MGM Park. It's a Thursday night matchup between the Biloxi Shuckers, who enter today at 24-23 on the season, against the 29-18 South Division leading Pensacola Blue Wahoos. David Blake alongside you throughout the night on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, in Valley Line. The Shuckers get set for the third game in a six-game set against Pensacola. First two have been as tight as ever. It was 3-2 Biloxi in the opener on Tuesday. Last night, a 4-3 Blue Wahoos win. And in both games, the tying run's been on in the ninth inning for either side in what's been two real close games between the Shuckers and Pensacola. On the mound for Biloxi is the righty Christian Mejias, 2-3 with a 5.45 ERA, nine appearances with seven starts. Christian Mejias gets rid of an arm sleeve and he throws back towards the dugout. 39 2/3 innings for Mejias, 17 walks, 51 strikeouts, and faces the top of the order. That sees Nassim Nunez lead it off. Troy Johnston bats second, and Dane Myers hits in the three spot. It's a beautiful night in Biloxi. Couple of clouds, but bright, sunny skies as Christian Mejias takes a deep breath on the hill and delivers home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. First pitch time tonight, 6:30, 6 p.m. 83 degrees and mostly sunny here on the Mississippi coast. The 1-0 delivery tips it in Akero's glove. Count evens up, 1-1. Big thing today, it was something that played a factor in last night's game, is the wind is blowing straight out to right. Not too hard at the moment. The 1-1 pitch chops it foul off his front foot. Count goes to 1-2. Right now, just 6 miles an hour out to right. But something to look to as we get later on in this game. Blue Wahoos used two homers in the eighth inning yesterday to take a 4-3 lead in a game they won 4-3. Mejias, the righty, delivers home to Nunez. Curveball misses inside. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez this year batting 250. Mejias delivers. Wave and a miss. One batter, one strikeout for Mejias. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Troy Johnston. There's a fastball at 89 from Mejias. Sound the strikeout stuff working, especially against Pensacola. Struck out 8 over 5 shutout innings back in his first start of the season in early April. The pitch home. Misses low to the lefty Johnston. Count goes to 1-0. Johnston this year hitting 259, 9 homers, 34 driven in. Team leading 900 OPS. The 1-0 delivery misses away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Mejias stands on the hill at 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, out of Valencia, Venezuela, one of 7 different Venezuelans on the roster. The 2-0 delivery. Line drive in left field. Gets down for a base hit. Left fielder Isaac Collins picks it up. Johnston gets his 5th hit of the series and extends the hit streak to 3 straight. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Shuckers' defensive alignment. Isaac Collins plays left. Jackson Churio's in center. Carlos Rodriguez mans right. Around the infield, third to first, it's Tyler Black, Ethan Murray, Felix Valerio, and Xavier Warren with Jefferson Caro behind the plate. Right-handed hitting, Dane Myers steps in. Man on, one away. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Mejias delivers. Curveball, pops it up. Caro gets rid of the mask near the screen, makes the catch. Two away, brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Caro gets some redemption. Gives a big smile back to the dugout. He got tripped up on one that was swirling around in the wind back in the series opener on Tuesday that he dropped up the third baseline. Teams himself here with one just a couple of steps in front of the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Johnston's on first. Two away. Scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Oh, Mejias comes set. Now delivers to the lefty, Mesa Jr. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Mesa Jr. hitting 261 this year. He's smacked 5 homers, driven in 28. He's gotten on base. The 337 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. Ground ball left side of the infield. Murray stumbled for a moment, grabs it at short, fires to first. Warren the stretch. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We are to the bottom half of the first inning. Scoreless. Shuckers up to bat when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Biloxi, the righty Evan Fitterer goes to the hill for Pensacola. Shuckers nothing, Pensacola nothing. Game 3 of a 6-game set. Fitterer on the year, 4-1 here in AA with a 2.54 ERA. 6 starts, 28 in the third innings, 22 walks, 29 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 190 against him. He faces a Shuckers order. Much of the same as yesterday as far as the top four goes. It's Isaac Collins, Jeff Centurio, Tyler Black, and Jefferson Caro. So unlike yesterday, Collins, a switch hitter, steps in from the left side against the righty Fitterer. Fitterer's first pitch of the day is a fastball called strike one in the outside corner. Fitterer was promoted up to Pensacola after 3 starts in high A with Beloit. Back at the tail end of April, delivers home. Changeup called a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Collins hitting 244. The pitch misses up high. Count goes to 1-2. 244, but a 466 OBP here in AA. Went up to AAA for just about 3 weeks. The 1-2 delivery. Collins takes low. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Collins back in the lineup, especially with Noah Campbell up at AAA. Gives the Shuckers a good speed option at the top. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 95. Fitterer sets down Collins. One away. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Churio, 254 hitter this year with a 308 OBP, driven in a team-high 29 runs. Fitterer kicks and fires. Churio rolls it by Johnston, the first baseman, and down the right field line into the corner. Churio rounds first, pulls in a second with a stand-up double. Destroyed it. 110 off the bat. One of the hardest hit balls by Churio this year. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Gives us a chance to set the defense for Pensacola. J.D. Orr's in left. Dean Myers is in center. And Victor Mesa Jr. is in right. First baseman, we just met him, Troy Johnston. Then it's Nassim Nunez at second. Jose Devers at short. Emmanuel Marinez at third, and Will Banfield behind the plate. First pitch to Black, lifted down the left field line, foul. towards the Pensacola bullpen. And the count goes 10-1. Black's had himself a tremendous year. 235 hitter with the league best 421 OBP. He's reached in 40 of the 41 games he's played in this year, including a 25-game game on Bay Street entering today. The 0-1 delivery. Black rolls over a curveball foul, first base side, and the count goes 10-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Chirinos at second after he roped a double down the first base line. Fitterer delivers. Black punches it foul. Third base side out of play. The count stays at 0-2. Black steps back in from the left side against the righty Fitterer. Shortstop Jose Devers is shifted a bit up the middle just to check on Churio. The 0-2 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Jefferson Caro stands on deck. Xavier Warren's behind him. It's a prospect-filled 2-3-4 in the order. Top prospect in the Brewers organization in Churio. Black and Caro both top 30. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Churio, Caro, and Black, 1-3-5. Their ranks in the system. Not a bad 2-3-4 here in the Shuckers order. Fitterer's 2-2 delivery. Tips it into Banfield glove for strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Two-way now for the righty Jefferson Caro. Two outs, man on second. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. 264 hitter this year. Tied for the team lead in average with Carlos Rodriguez. Fitterer fires home. Caro watches a strike go by him at 96. Count goes 2-1. Fastest pitch of the day from Fitterer. Righty-righty matchup. Churio off second. The pitch misses away. Count evens. 1-1. Churio's been aggressive on the base paths this year. 12-for-13 in stolen bases. Second best in the Shuckers outside of Black, who leads the league with 24. The pitch. Caro rolls a curveball in a field for a base hit. Churio rounds third. Orr picks it up, fires it home on one hop to the plate in time. Churio's out by a couple feet. The dart from Orr didn't even hop. It's a single for Caro, and Churio's thrown out to end the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We have the second scoreless at MGM Park. Back after this, watch the Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Welcome back to Biloxi, top of the second inning between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Shuckers went scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Jackson Churio thrown out, and a good throw from J.D. Orr in left. Lefty Jose Devers, who leads it off against the righty Christian Mejias. On the hill for Biloxi. First pitch is a fastball called strike one. It's a special night here at MGM Park. The Jabberwockies are in attendance, and we are joined by Fee Wynn from the Jabberwockies.
Hey.
Fee, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having us.
How you enjoying things so far?
Man, loving it. Loving the hospitality, loving the property, loving the game, just loving everybody.
How excited are the Jabberwockies to be here in Biloxi? Because it's a big thing.
Yeah, it's we're excited. This is the first time for our production to be in this region. And, you know, it's MGM family, man, so it makes sense. So, yeah, we're super excited to be here.
Now, for those who don't know, what are the Jabberwockies?
So we got our name from a Lewis Carroll poem. Lewis Carroll is the one that wrote Alice in Wonderland. And he wrote a poem called The Jabberwockies. And the Jabberwocky was about this dragon that would roam the woods, slay the night, and disappear. And we just thought that was cool. We were like, yo, what if we showed up to the stage or showed up to battles, hit our faces, killed it, and disappeared? So there's Jabberwocky.
That's a pretty fun way to do things.
And, yeah, and that started back in 2003.
Ground ball to Xavier Warren for the first out of the inning. Brings up the righty Will Banfield. And you guys have been around for, you said, since 2003. The fame came after America's Got Talent, all that sort of stuff. What's it been like in the past 17 years since you guys were on America's Got Talent?
Oh, man. America's Got Talent was 2007, but we won America's Best Dance Crew 2008. And, man, since then it's been nothing but tours and commercials and billboards, and it's been quite a roller coaster for us.
That has to be fun to see the billboards.
Oh, it never gets old. It never gets old.
How did the Jabberwockies start? Where was the beginning of everything?
It started in San Diego. Honestly, we were just a group of friends that shared the same passion for musicality and dance, and with break dancing and lock in and pop in, and we just all shared the same interest in movement. And what started out as brothers became a crew. And then the crew became a business, and now we've been around for, this is our 20th year.
Mejias delivers home and shot out to right and foul. Count stays at 0-2. We're joined by Fee Wynn here of the Jabberwockies. That has to be so incredible for you to see 20 years later, just a group of friends, and all of a sudden you're a mainstay at MGM, you're touring around the world, you're here in Biloxi. That has to be so fun to see.
It's definitely humbling. It's a humbling thing to see for sure.
0-2 the count here, the pitch home, misses away, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes in the righty Will Banfield. For those who have not been to a Jabberwocky performance, what are the Jabberwockies? You talked about faceless, breakdancing, there's a lot that goes into it.
Honestly, we're beings that know how to move to music. And we always like to say that we're the sight to people's sound. So, with our show Timeless, the name speaks for itself. It's called Timeless because it's such an eclectic playlist of timeless music. And we take you through a journey of like the 80s, the 90s, all the way up to current day music, from rap artists like DaBaby, all the way up to pop artists from the 80s like A-ha, Nirvana, you name it. There's such an eclectic playlist, such a timeless playlist in our show. And it's a very interactive show too, because we interact with the crowd and bring them in and make them feel like they're a part of the show.
Christian Mejias still on the hill against the lefty Noel Gonzalez. First pitch is called strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless here in the top of the second. We're joined by Fee Wynn from the Jabberwockies. Now, you talk about what goes into the timeless choreography, the playlist. Do you have a favorite song that stands to?
Oh,
in the playlist?
That's a good question.
Because you hit everything. A-ha, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Current day.
There's a section where we go hit different regions. So we'll hit the West Coast. We'll hit the South. We'll hit the East Coast. And each region has its own hip-hop sound and feel to it. I would say the regional section is one of my favorites. But there's a laser section that we do that is probably my favorite part of the show.
How much time goes, because this seems like a ton, how much time goes into the choreography side of things?
Honestly, the dancing's probably the easiest part. It's concepting the music, it's making sure the music flows sonically, our playlist makes sense. But once we're able to put the mix together, the music will tell us what to do.
There we go. How excited are you guys to be here in Biloxi and then go be for 10 nights at the Bow in July? That has to certainly be exciting.
We're super excited. Again, it's MGM family, and it only makes sense for us to just be rocking with MGM and to be in this region and kind of share our light with the people, with the good people of Biloxi.
Gonzalez strikes out to end the inning. Fee, thanks so much for joining us. For tickets, where can people go?
You go to BowRavage.com. You can go to Jabberwockies.com. You can go to MGM.com. You can Google it. You can find tickets. We're easy to find.
What I'm hearing is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Fee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
This is the end of the top of the second inning. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Bottom of the second inning here in Biloxi. Xavier Warren just took strike one. On the outside corner, switch hitters in from the left side for Biloxi. The righty Evan Fitterer delivers. Called strike two on the outside corner. Warren hitting 180 this year. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Big thank you to Fee Wynn of the Jabberwockies for joining us. Such a fun crew and such a fun group that's been in Biloxi tonight. The 0-2 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. They'll be performing live for 10 dates throughout July at the Beau Rivage here in Biloxi. That's all of 500 feet away from MGM Park. The 1-2 delivery. Warren chops it foul back towards the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 1-2. Fitterer kicks and fires. Warren chops it on the ground right side of the infield. Nunez gets it at second, fires to first. Warren's retired. First down to the bottom of the second.
7 points. Tristan Lutz.
One away brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. One away, nobody on here in the second. Fitterer fires. Fastball called strike one. The righty kicks and delivers. Misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. Fitterer, 6'3", 192 pounds, 22 years old, out of Mission Viejo, California. Delivers to the righty Lutz. Curveball lifted out to right. Mesa Jr. back, runs out of room, wide the wall, and it's gone. First home run of the year for Lutz, and it gives the Shuckers a 1-0 lead. one off the bat goes 359 feet. He crosses home. First homer of the year. Fifth run driven in. And the Shuckers lead it 1-0. What an attempt from Victor Mesa Jr. in right. He climbed the wall, and it's about a 10-foot wall. First pitch to the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and away. Count goes 0-1. That also snapped a three-game hitless streak for Lutz, who's back in the lineup tonight. The first time in the series. 0-1 delivery. Rodriguez fouls it back. Count goes 0-2. Lutz also is not wearing his usual number 20. Instead, he's rocking the number 51 jersey today. He might have to switch his number to 51. The 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes up and in. Count goes 1-2. Fitterer kicks and fires. Curveball misses low and away. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez lifts it to center field. Dane Miners over towards right center, and it drops down between him and the right fielder, Mesa Jr. Back-to-back hits for Biloxi here in the second inning. Puts one on. One out. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray hitting 255 this year with a 375 OBP. Rodriguez at first. Shuckers up 1-0. Bottom two. Fitterer fires. Murray takes strike one on the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low and away. Count evens 1-1. Rodriguez up first. He's got some speed. 6 stolen bases this year. The 1-1 pitch. Murray hammers this one out to right center. Myers goes back. Mesa Jr. back as well, and it's gone! Second homer of the inning. This one demolished from Murray. 405 feet, 102 off the bat, and the Shuckers jump out to a 3-0 lead. Third home run of the year for Murray, 16th and 17th runs driven in. Crosses home, couple of big high fives back to the dugout. The Shuckers have lit up Fitterer here in the second. Brings up the righty, Felix Valerio. Fitterer fires. Up and in, and it hits him. Valerio gets rid of all the protective gear. Charges on down to first. That wasn't intentional from Fitterer. Trying to go up and into Valerio and just out of the way. Valerio at first with one away, and it brings out the pitching coach, Dave Island. Gives us time for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Bottom of the second inning, and the Shuckers have exploded. David Blake back with you from MGM Park. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Thanks to two home runs, one from Tristan Lutz and another from Ethan Murray. Murray was hammered 405 feet. Out to right center, one of the farthest parts of the ballpark. After that, Felix Valerio got hit. He's at first. One away. Brings up the switch inning, Isaac Collins from the left side. The pitch. Collins takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-1. Collins struck out in a fastball back in the first inning. The pitch. Collins rolls it up the third base side, takes a hop, and rolls foul. goes to 0-2. Collins takes a long jog back to the plate. More of a light walk. It's hard out of the box and a ball that he thought was a dribbler up the third base line. No balls, two strikes, one away. Bitterer delivers home. Collins takes up and away. Count goes 1-2. The pitch. Collins lines it foul, out of play, third base side. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. The check back to first. Well, there we go. Dives back in. The 1-2 pitch. Collins takes slow on a curveball. Not even, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Lario dances off the first base bag. Now the pitch. Collins laces it back to center field. Lario moves up to second. Collins has himself a hit. And five straight have reached here with one out. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. There hasn't been soft contact either. Every single hit, there's been four of them in the inning, has come off the bat 95 plus. That one 97. Righty Jackson Churio comes up. Already doubled down the right field line today. That one came off bat at 110. Two on, one away. The pitch. Churio whips it down the right field line. Foul. That goes to 1-1. Shuckers lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Check back to second. Long way to go for Valerio. Tries to swim around the tag, but Nunez slaps it on him. And Valerio is retired on the pickoff. Two away now and a man on first. Down to no balls and one strike to Churio, who's now 8 for his last 19 at the plate. Was really heated up. Banfield sends up inside. The pitch. Collins is off. Misses inside. It somehow hits the catcher, Banfield. And the ruling is it hits nobody. Collins now at third. He moves up. It looked like if it hit anything, it went Churio, then Banfield. The way Banfield's reaction is that it hit something on his glove, and the ruling is that it hit off Churio's back. Count goes 0-2, and Collins is to walk across the infield. Lead it 3-0. No balls, two strikes, two away. Manager Mike Guerrero jogs out of the dugout and waves over to the third base umpire Tom O'Neill. Talk with him and first base umpire and the crew chief of this umpiring crew, Macon Hammett. And I think now the question is going to be about whether or not Churio was hit by the pitch. because there were three possibilities. It hits off Banfield's glove. It hits off Churio's bat and then deflects off Banfield's glove, which in that case is a foul ball. Or it hits Churio. And if it hits Churio, he gets first. Collins moves to second. If it doesn't hit the bat and just goes off of Banfield's glove, Collins easily gets third because he's already at third when the play ended. Guerrero back to the dugout. It's ruled a foul ball. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Collins at first. Churio at the plate. Fitterer delivers. Collins is off. Churio rolls it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Marinez grabs it. Third fires to first. Beats Churio by a step. And that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers have a fun inning. They send seven to the plate. Three runs on four hits. No errors. Two runners left. One runner left on base. And they get three home off two big-time home runs. One from Christian Lutz and another from Ethan Murray. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line. The Shuckers lead it 3-0.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Shuckers against the righty Emil Marinez. First pitch given. Fastball called strike one. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Three runs in the bottom half of the second off two homers. One from Ethan Murray. That went 405 feet for his third of the year. Now he is fires. Curveball low. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Marinez 1-for-6 in double A. He's driven in two, drawn a walk, and he struck out three times. Mejias delivers home. Curveball lifted out to center field. Churio tracks back on it towards the warning track. Reels it in. A lengthy first out of the inning. Six straight retired by Mejias. Brings up the righty. Check that. The lefty, J.D. Orr. Orr's hitting 205 this year. He's driven in seven, has a 340 OBP. Shuckers lead it 3-0 here in the third. One away, nobody on. Now he is delivers. Lifted down the left field line. Collins is after it. Makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Collins had a lot of room to trap. Brings up the top of the order. Switch hitting Nassim Nunez, who steps in from the left side against the righty Mejias. Collins showed off a bit of the speed that helped him become a finalist for the Mr. Minnesota Award in football. Took off on a dead sprint. Got it with ease. The pitch to the lefty Nunez. Shows bunt, drops it up the third baseline, and foul. Count goes to 0-1. Trying to find a way on. Mejias right now is facing one over the minimum. The only batters that has reached tonight is Troy Johnston, who singled on the second batter of the game. Shuckers have 3 runs on 6 hits, no runs in 1 hit for Pensacola. In a game that looks completely different than every other game this series. Every other game this series, runs have been almost impossible to come by. Not tonight, though. The 0-1 delivery. Hurt ball, called strike 2 on the outside corner. Mejias already has 3 strikeouts today. He is 11-7 2/3 this year against Pensacola. It's a real good number. The 0-2 pitch. Changeup. Rolled first base side, foul. Now stays at 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball low. Count goes to 1-2. Nunez struck out. Waved on a fastball off the outside corner as the first batter of the night. Mejias is 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 94, and Mejias is rolling. Through 3 innings, he's faced 1 over the minimum, and he struck out 4. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Through 2.5, Shuckers lead it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Bally Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Black steps in against the righty Evan Fitterer. Can't get Blake back with you from MGM Park. Biloxi 3, Pensacola nothing. And we're ready to go. Fitterer delivers home. Her ball misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Black struck out back in the first inning. Part of 2 strikeouts from Fitterer in the first. The pitch, wave and a miss and a fastball. Count evens, 1-1. Black enters today on the cusp of making some history here in Biloxi. He's reached base in 25 consecutive games. That's tied for the second most and the second longest on base streak in franchise history. 1-1 pitch, chopped foul off a check swing. And the count goes to 1-2. Right now, Black's tied with Cam Devaney, who played here last year, and Cooper, and Garrett Cooper, for the second longest streak in Shuckers history. 1-2 delivery. Black takes low, count evens, two balls, two strikes. The franchise record is 27, set by Cooper Humble back in 2019 and extended into the Southern League playoffs. Bitterer's 2-2 delivery. Black waves and misses. Fastball inside corner at 94. Second time he struck out today. Brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. By the way, fans, join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Fitterer fires to the righty, Caro. Fouls it off, first base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. Again, the number 601-514-0776 for the Text of the Booth line. Bitterer delivers home. Caro swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Caro singled back in the first inning. Ended up being the final out of the inning because Jackson Shuria was thrown out trying to get home. A real good throw from J.D. Oren left. Threw a dart to Banfield at the plate. 0-2 delivery. Caro fouled it back. Count stays at 0-2. A big hello tonight to Tristan Lutz's family who's tuning in today from Arlington, Texas. Pitch to Caro. Slider misses away. Count goes to 1-2. What a good night to tune in as the Lutz family. Tristan smacked his first homer of the year. The Shuckers get on the board last inning. Fitterer delivers. Caro smashes one back up the middle in the center field for a base hit. Caro's 2-for-2 today. Brings up the switch inning Xavier Warren from the left side. Warren's 0-for-1 today. Man on first, one out. Shuckers lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Bitterer delivers to Warren. Calling strike one in the outside corner. Shuckers have 7 hits tonight. They piled them on early against Bitterer. The righty fires, misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Prior to tonight, the Shuckers had 9 hits all series long in the first 2 games. Already 7 here tonight. 1-1 pitch, misses up high. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers had 3 in the series opener on Tuesday, 6 last night, and already 7 today. And there's 1 out in the third inning. Luxie looking to add on some more, already up 3-0. The pitch. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. There were a long set, checks back to first. Carrier is back in time. Warren stands back in. Fitterer stands in the middle of the rubber, comes set on the hill. Now the 2-2 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count goes full. It's the first time Fitterer's got to a 3-ball count today, and that's been an impressive development here for Fitterer. He's a guy that entering today had walked 22 and 28 in the third innings in Double-A this year. 3-2 delivery. Warren rolls it back up the middle. Devers the shortstop, grabs it underhand, flips to Nunez at second for one on the first, and that ends the inning. Pensacola turns their Southern League leading 39th double play of the year and holds the Shuckers scoreless. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 3. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
The fourth inning. Shuckers lead the Blue Wahoos by a 3-0 score. Righty Christian Mejias back on the rubber faces the lefty Troy Johnston. He's up to the plate for the second time tonight. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Johnston singled back in the first inning. The pitch home. Called strike inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Johnston's the only one that's reached against the righty Mejias tonight. He delivers home. Curveball. Misses off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. If it missed, didn't miss by much. He has done a good job dotting the zone today. Four strikeouts tonight. The pitch home. Wave and tips it into Caro's glove for strike two. And it's been a real good pitch mix from Mejias. We've seen the fastball. We've seen the changeup. We've seen the curveball. All four strikeouts have come on the fastball, all in different locations. Couple up high, couple inside, couple outside. Plays real well tonight. Mejias is 2-2 pitch. Chopped foul. Doesn't even get out of the right-handed batter's box. Count stays at 2-2. By the way, big hello to a couple people on the Text the Booth line. Tristan Lutz, his aunt, is watching from Nashville, Tennessee. A big hello. Also a big hello to Kane and Sarah, who are listening in from D'Iberville and loving the Shuckers offense tonight. Shuckers up 3-0. Time's called. Mejias is nabbed for a pitch clock violation. Also, a big hello to our listeners who are listening in from the skies. A big hello to our listeners from the Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. 3-2 pitch. Lifts it out to center. Churio barely moves. Couple steps in, couple steps towards right center. Makes the catch, first out of the inning. As always, you can jump in on the Text the Booth line at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. It's been a good one so far. Mejias has faced one over the minimum, and the Shuckers lead it 3-0. Already, Dane Meyer steps in. The righty Mejias kicks and delivers. Fouled straight back. Count goes 0-1. Mejias is one of seven guys on this Shuckers team from Venezuela. We talked to Luis Contreras yesterday about that. And that's one of the things that Contreras talked about as being really special about this Shuckers team, is that there are so many Venezuelans. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball. Misses low. And the count evens up, one ball and one strike. Contreras said it's a really tight-knit group. And Contreras has sort of taken on the mentorship role. But he is on the mound from Venezuela, throws to the Venezuelan who's behind the plate. And a wave and a miss from Myers, and the count goes to 1-2. We also found out that Carlos Rodriguez, who's in right field, native of Venezuela, makes the best arepas on the entire Shuckers roster. Arepas, one of the main dishes and best, yummiest dishes in Venezuelan cuisine. 1-2 delivery. Misses inside. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Myers back in from the right side against the righty Mejias. Popped out to Caro behind the plate in the first inning. The pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Gets him with a hammer of a curveball at 85. Two outs now, and it brings up Victor Mesa Jr. Two outs, nobody on. 3-0 Biloxi here in the fourth inning. Mesa Jr. steps in from the left side. Mejias delivers to Mesa Jr. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Also, big hello to Tommy Crossland, who's watching and listening in Sparta, Tennessee. Says his wife's at the game tonight. Big hello to Tommy, who's tuning in. 1-0 delivery. Misses low. When the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. Mejias has been a blast to watch tonight. Five strikeouts already. The pitch. Dabbles it back. Count goes to 2-1. This isn't new for Mejias. Five strikeouts tonight. He struck out 8 or more in 4 of his 7 starts on the year, including a career high, season high, check that, 9 last time out over a career high, 6 innings. Steps back on the hill. The 2-1 delivery. Misses up and away. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Mejias is one of those guys that pitches with a ton of energy on the mound. This is a common theme in the Shuckers staff. A lot of guys who are very animated walking off the mound. It's a lot of fun. 3-1 pitch. Misses inside and low. Mesa Jr. draws the first walk of the night by a Pensacola hitter. Brings out Jefferson Caro and brings up the lefty Jose Devers. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. Bottom of the fifth inning from Smoky Stadium in Kodak. Lookouts up 4-1 on the Smokies. Bottom of the fourth inning, Rocket City and Montgomery are scoreless. And bottom two from Regions Field in Birmingham. And Braves nothing, Birmingham nothing. It's funny how things work out this week in the Southern League. Obviously, no one planned it when they made this schedule last year. But Chattanooga and Tennessee playing each other, first and second place in the North Division. Pensacola and Biloxi playing each other, first and second place in the South Division. Victor Mesa Jr. at first, the lefty Jose Devers at the plate. First pitch to him, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Two outs, one on. Shuckers lead it 3-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. This is the first inning where Mejias has found himself in a little bit of a lengthy inning. Check back to first. Mesa Jr. dives back in. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted out to left. Collins back towards the warning track. Gets under it and makes the catch to end the inning. Through four, Mejias has faced two over the minimum. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 3-0 Biloxi through 3.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows that's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back with you from MGM Park. First pitch of the inning. Lutz takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Lutz homered back in the second inning. First home run of the year. The 1-0 delivery. Swings and lifts it foul. Behind home plate, out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Well, maybe the best stat right now for Lutz is tonight he's wearing 51 instead of his usual number 20 jersey. The 1-1 delivery. Lutz takes strike two. Right on the inside corner with a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Lutz, in number 51, is 1-for-1 with a homer. The 1-2 delivery. Takes up and in. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that's really the big stat. The jersey number split for Lutz. 1 home run with 51. No home runs in number 20. The 2-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Count stays even at 2-2. It's good to see Lutz break out of a bit of a mini slump. 2-for-16 over his last 5 entering today. He's a guy who's been working back over the last 2 weeks since being activated off the injured list last Tuesday. Fitterer's 2-2 delivery. Misses away. Count goes full. And for Lutz, he missed about 6 weeks, so it takes a bit to ramp back up to full speed. 3-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball at the outside corner. That one blazed in at 94. Lutz down on strikes for the first out. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez in from the left side. First pitch to him. Chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout and into the Shuckers dugout. Count goes 2-1. By the way, a couple of hellos here on the text of the booth line. Big hello to Grandma and Grandpa Murray, who's watching Ethan and the Shuckers from Stafford, Virginia. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Fouls it off. Count goes 2-2. Right down to third base coach Nick Stanley, whose parents are listening in and watching tonight from the Nature Coast and West Coast of Florida. Stanley makes a memory. Gives the young fan the ball in the first row. The 0-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Curve ball low. Count goes to 1-2. As always, you can join the text the booth line at 601-514-0776 here on the Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live. The 1-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Misses way inside. Gets by Banfield. Counts even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fitterer, kicks and delivers. Rodriguez catches one by Marinez at third and down the left field line. Rodriguez takes a big turnaround first, puts on the brakes, dives back in ahead of the throw. A hard single from Rodriguez. And it brings up the right one, Ethan Murray. One out, one on. 3-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Murray 1-for-1 today with a two-run homer. And on first, one away, 3-0 Biloxi. Fitterer fires. Murray takes low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Fitterer kicks and fires. Misses way outside. Count goes to 2-0. Fitterer, just 22 years old, drafted in the fifth round of the 2019 draft out of high school. Went to Aliso Niguel High School in Southern California. The 2-0 delivery. Misses away. Count goes to 3-0. In the weird and wacky world of baseball, Evan Fitterer, drafted out of Aliso Niguel High School. Another graduate, Marlins manager Skip Schumacher. Pitch home. Fastball. Called strike one on the outside corner. So Fitterer ends up making it to the big league club. It'll be a reunion. The 3-1 delivery. Marine lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Out of the ballpark as well. And the count goes to 3-2. Rodriguez at first. Checkers have 8 hits tonight on the bottom of the fourth inning. Long set, check back to first. Gets by Johnston. Not far enough for Rodriguez to go anywhere. Count full, 3-2. Fitterer gets a new ball from the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Fitterer fires. Rodriguez off. Murray lifts it out to short right. Nunez a long way to go out to short right. Mesa Jr. in, calls him off, makes the catch. Rodriguez back to the bag. Now 2 away for the righty, Felix Valeria. Valeria was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. 2 outs, runner on first. Chuckers lead it 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The righty delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Fitterer comes set. Rodriguez is off first. Now comes home. Misses up high. Count goes to 2-2. A beautiful night sky here in Biloxi. Sun's starting to set. A couple of pinks and blues and oranges dot the horizon. The 2-0 pitch. Valerio lifts it in right for a base hit. Shoots out to Mesa Jr., who picks it up and fires it in. Rodriguez holds it second. Valerio's reached base twice today. Brings up the top of the order in the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Runners on first and second with 2 away. Chuckers leap 3-0. Collins singled to center last time up. Chuckers already have 9 hits tonight. They had 9 in the first 2 games of this series. The pitch to Collins. Lifts it. Foul territory. Third base side. Marinez over from third, but drops down out of play. Now goes down and 1. Collins was transferred back to Biloxi just a couple of days ago. back on May 26th from Nashville. 0-1 delivery. Her ball misses low. Count evens, one ball and one strike. And for Collins, it wasn't a performance thing at AAA. Unfortunately, he had to spend a couple weeks in the injured list. And after he got activated, got sent to Biloxi. The pitch home. Chops it foul. Right behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2. And Collins is a lot like Tristan Luck and Lamar Sparks, but kind of put him a week behind where Lutz and Sparks are at in terms of ramping back up to the full game ability. Takes a little bit to see pitches after being on the injured list for a bit. Collins spent about 3 weeks on it. 1-2 delivery. Takes off the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. He's been a stud since coming back to Biloxi, including today. He's 6 for his last 12. The 2-2 pitch takes up and away, and the count goes full. Maybe the most important thing is, yes, he's 6 for 12, but he's drawn 7 walks. Runners on first and second, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Valerio at first, Rodriguez at second. They'll both be off with the pitch. The pitch home. They both go. Collins shoots it. Foul. One hop into the stands. On the third base side. Stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Rodriguez and Valerio both take their leads. They'll both be off with the pitch. Checkers lead it 3-0 here in Biloxi. Fitterer fires. Collins swings and chops it foul. And Valerio and Rodriguez have to make the charge all the way back to first. And second for Rodriguez. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. On to the 8th pitch of the at-bat. Fitterer delivers. Misses inside ball 4, and they're loaded up for the top prospect in baseball, Jackson Churio. Rodriguez to third, Valerio to second, Collins to first. Out comes the catcher, Will Banfield. Jackson Churio stands in the wings at home plate. Fitterer now walks off the back of the mound, gives himself a moment. Banfield trots back to the plate. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 3-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the 4th inning. They can break this thing wide open. They bring a couple home here. The pitch to Churio. Third ball misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's 2-for-5 this year with the bases loaded. 2 walks, and he's driven in 8 runs, including a big 3-run double against now Angels reliever Ben Joyce. The pitch, fastball, called strike 1, top of the zone. Chuckers as a team, 240 with runners in scoring with the bases loaded. 18 walks, though, helps him to a 432 OBP with the bases loaded. One of the best marks in minor league baseball. The 1-1 pitch. Churio chops it back up the middle. Devers gets it. It's short, charges in, slings it to first. That ends the inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 3 runners left on base. Mejia's back to the hill as we start the 5th. Shuckers lead it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the fifth inning in Biloxi, 3-0 Shuckers over the Blue Wahoos. Randy Christian Mejias on the hill faces the righty Will Banfield. First pitch, fouled off, back and out of play. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it 3-0. 3 runs on 9 hits. Shuckers have got base runners on. They've left 5 stranded. Meanwhile, Pensacola's had just 2 base runners reach all day. 1 hit, 1 walk. For the 0-1 delivery. Curveball hammered out to left. Collins turns on it. Now goes back towards the left field foul line. Tracks back towards fair territory and makes the catch. Retires Banfield for the first down. Was a swirling fly ball, got up into the wind and moved everywhere. Brings up lefty Norel Gonzalez. 1 out, nobody on. 3-0 Biloxi here on the top of the fifth inning. Gonzalez 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Wide stance from the left-handed side. First pitch, misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Mejias delivers, lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. The pitch home, chops it foul, first base side. Count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez, even though he's 28 years old, hasn't been playing in the States for very long. He was signed back in 2021 by the Astros. 1-2 pitch, curveball, misses low. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Didn't miss by much. Gonzalez spent a majority of his career in Cuba prior to being signed. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away. Count goes 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. Astros have had a good pipeline of Cuban players. Yoli Gurriel, Luis Diaz, Jordan Alvarez. The 3-2 delivery. Line drive right to Black. Third baseman who is playing basically where Murray, the shortstop, usually plays. Right place, right time. Great defensive positioning from the Shuckers dugout. Gonzalez lines out, second out of the inning, and brings up Emmanuel Mourinho. Mourinho's flew to center back in the third inning. 2 outs, nobody on. 3-0 Shuckers here in the top of the fifth inning. He is still over home. Curveball lifted out to left, not deep. Collins in towards left center, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Christian Mejias continues to look brilliant tonight. 5 shutout innings, and he's allowed just 1 hit. It's a 1-2-3 fifth, halfway through in Biloxi. 3-0 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Here comes on relief of Fitterer. Fitterer throws 89 pitches over four innings, gives up 9 hits, 3 runs, and 2 homers. Black leads it off against the righty Roberts. Black's 0 for 2 today with 2 strikeouts. The pitch called strike 1 on the outside corner. Finish off Fitterer's line. 1 walk, important thing for a guy who'd walk 22 and 28 and a third coming in today. Fitterer also struck out 4. Pitch to Black, misses off the outside corner. And the count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts this year makes his 15th appearance, 5.40 ERA. 1-1 pitch. Black chops it up the first baseline, off to the races, rolls, foul at the last moment. And it goes to 1-2. Johnston picks it up. Just to finish off Roberts' line this year, 21 2/3 innings pitch, 12 walks, 19 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .272 against him. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Black walks back to the plate. 0 for 2 tonight with 2 strikeouts. The 1-2 delivery. Black takes away and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One of the big things here for Biloxi is they've seen a lot of pitches tonight. The pitch lifted out to short right. Nunez, the second baseman, tracks out, gets under it, makes the catch. Black falls to 0 for 3 tonight. Brings up the righty Efferson Carey. Jefferson Caro comes up from the right side against Roberts. 1 out, nobody on. 3-0 Biloxi over Pensacola. Caro's 2 for 2 tonight. He's broken out of a 3 for 20 skid over his last 5. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Fitterer threw 89 pitches in just 4 innings. More than 20 pitches per inning on average. The 1-0 delivery. Caro chops it foul, third base side. Count evens up 1-1. And that's an important thing for the Shuckers team. Especially against Fitterer. The more pitches you see early on, the less Fitterer can surprise you later on in appearance. That's why the Shuckers did so well against him. 1-1 delivery. Caro hits a hanging curveball out of play behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Caro hits a hard foul ball third base side into the first row of the stands. Count stays at 1-2. Somebody got hit in that third base side. Caro's got his helmet off. Third base coach Nick Stanley's pointing towards the fan who got hit in the third base side. The MGM Park staff quickly out. That's tough. It's a little girl who got hit. Caro obviously shaken up at the plate. Go back to playing, though. Roberts steps on the hill. The young girl and her dad walking up the stairs. 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses up high. Counts even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With the first row of the third base side. Hot shot off the bat. Not really any time to react. Hope everybody's okay. Roberts' 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Second out of the inning. Caro strikes out in the fastball. 2 outs. Brings up the switch inning. Xavier Warren. Digs in from the left side against the righty Roberts. 2 outs. Bottom 5. Nobody on. Biloxi leads it 3-0 on Pensacola. First pitch to Warren. Misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren's 0-for-2 tonight. 2 groundouts, 1 grounded into a double play. That was last time up. The pitch home. Misses low. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 delivery from Roberts. Warren drives it down the right field line, and it drops in for a base hit. Rolls towards the wall. Warren rounds first. Mesa Jr. picks it up, throws it in. Warren's in with a stand-up double. Checkers get a man on with 2 away and get their 10th hit of the night. Now a runner in scoring position with 2 away for the righty Tristan Lutz. Lutz 1-for-2 today with a homer and a strikeout. Warren on second with 2 away. Checkers lead it 3-0. The pitch. This is low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Warren at second. Roberts the righty sets. Now delivers. Lutz hammers this one. 1 hop to third. Marinas has it eating him up. Able to bobble it, grab it, throw to first, and end the inning. Sort of an adventurous play from Marinas. Had him eat him up. A hot shot. 1 hopper to him. But recovers in time and throws to first to end the inning. No runs. 1 hit. No errors. And 1 runner left on base. We're through 5, and it's 3-0 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top six from Biloxi. Rutgers leading 3-0. Tristan Mejia for the second straight start. He's out for the fifth inning of work. Faces the lefty J.D. Orr. Corners come in for Biloxi. The first pitch misses up and away, and he sails it to the backstop. Count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you from MGM Park. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Well, Christian Mejia from the hill has been terrific. No runs off one hit, and he struck out five. The 1-0 delivery. Orr fouls it back. Count evens 1-1. Mejia's career high is six innings. Tied it last time out. The 1-1 pitch. Chops back up the middle. Mejia tries to backhand it with the mitt and ends up deflecting it to short left center. It's a single for Orr. Mejia, in attempting to keep the ball in front of him, ends up hurting himself. Hurting himself in the stat line, not hurting himself personally. Went to spiral around and tried to backhand it and spin around and fire to first, but in doing so, Ethan Murray was already back over the middle, and it went to where Murray was standing instead of likely back to Murray up behind second. Orr at first, back to the top of the order, and Nasi Nunez, who's in from the left side. Pitch from Mejia. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Nunez is 0-2 with two strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. One of the big things tonight for Mejia is his pitch count is in excellent shape. That was just his 67th pitch of the night. He's thrown as many as 85 in a start this year. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, nobody out. Mejia delivers to Nunez. Fastball. Misses off the outside corner, ball four. First two runners reach here in the sixth. Brings up Troy Johnston. Gives us 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. 3-0 Biloxi, top of the sixth inning. High run at the plate for Pensacola and the lefty Troy Johnston. Biggest power threat in this order. Wide stance from the left side. The righty Christian Mejia delivers. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers have Cam Robinson up and thrown around in the bullpen. Meanwhile, on the mound, Christian Mejia is trying to complete six innings, which is the third time in his career. Just spans 7 years. The pitch misses away. Count evens, one ball, one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Tips it in a Caro's glove. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Mejia hasn't struck out a batter since Dane Meyer's struck out for the second out of the fourth inning. Mejia only struck out two, second time through the order. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low. Caro able to glove it. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. a drama-filled series between these two teams and a drama-filled season series between these two teams. Eight games already played between Pensacola and Biloxi. Five of the eight have been decided by two runs or less. Arrow calls time. He steps off and steps back on. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, and time's called again. Ball gets away from bullpen catcher Jason Lopez and Kim Robinson. He just gets another breather. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. And now Caro calls time and heads out to talk to Mejias. Game plan a little bit. Caro walks back to the plate. Johnston's 1-for-2 today. 5-for-12 in the series. One hit below a 500 average. Played a big part in last night's game. Tied it up for Pensacola on a solo shot to right center. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him. 89-mile-an-hour fastball in the outside corner. Sixth strikeout of the day for Mejias. Brings up the righty, Dane Myers. Runners on first and second with one away. Shuckers lead it 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch misses low. Myers was taken all the way. Count at 1-0-0. Mejias now up to 75 pitches on the night. Turned into the sixth, probably being his last on the hill. The 1-0 delivery. Myers chops it foul off his front foot. Count even, 1-1. Myers is 0-for-2, bumped out to Caro behind the plate, and struck out a curveball in the fourth. Big lead off second for Orr. Pitch home, both runners go. The throw to second, wide, and not in time. Good job by Valerio to keep it in front. Orr to third, Nunez to second. It's Orr's ninth stolen base of the year. It's Nunez's 24th. Ties Tyler Black for the Southern League stolen base lead. Count at 2-1-2. Strikeout goes a long way here for Mejias. The pitch to Myers. Curveball fouled away. Count stays at 1-2. 1-2-1. Double plays out of the question now with runners at second and third. If Mejias is to get his seventh strikeout here, probably be one of the biggest of the night. Working against Dane Myers at the plate. The pitch, curveball lifted out toward center. Churio trots back, looks up, and it's off the top of the batter's eye in center. 443 feet, and we're tied up at 3 here in the sixth. The dugout starts to clear for Pensacola. Manager Mike Guerrero comes out. A couple of guys at Pensacola have to haul back to the dugout. Manager Mike Guerrero quickly makes the call to the bullpen and tells the entire Shuckers team to stay back. Jefferson Caro standing at the very edge of home plate. Nick Stanley walks out, puts his hand on Caro's chest, and the Shuckers make a pitching change. Cam Robinson set to come in. 3-3 game in the top of the sixth inning. Cam Robinson in, new ball game. Shuckers 3, Blue Wahoos 3. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Let's turn into a brand new ball game. Top of the sixth inning. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos each tied at three. Cam Robinson is now in for the righty Christian Mejias. Mejias goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 3 hits and 3 runs. And the 3 runs came on the final swing of the bat. The 3-run homer from Dane Myers, his 5th of the year, serving in his 16th, 17th, and 18th runs of the season. Pensacola's bench cleared as Myers rounded third. No ejections, no punches thrown. Pensacola just took a few steps out. Good job by the umpiring crew and both coaching staffs to defuse the situation. Both benches have been given a warning by home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. Robinson now on the mound against the lefty Victor Mesa Jr. One out, top six, Shuckers 3. Pensacola 3. Robinson delivers home. Called strike one in the outside corner. Robinson makes his 11th appearance of the year. 7 1/3 innings pitch with an 11.05 ERA. 12 walks, 15 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch. Curveball. Misses high. And the count evens 1-1. Last time out for Robinson was one of his best appearances of the year. Didn't allow an earned run in an inning plus and threw 34 pitches with 3 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch, curveball, called strike two on the outside corner. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Robinson trying to get the second out of the inning here in the sixth. Delivers home. Chopped weakly to third. Black gets it on a hop. Almost stumbles. Finds his footing. Fires the first in time. Mesa Jr.'s retired. Another real good play by Tyler Black at third. 2 away, and it brings up the lefty Jose Devers. Devers is 0-for-2, fly out and a ground out. 3-3, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos in the top of the sixth inning. 2 outs, nobody on. Robinson fires home. Lifted foul. Top of the netting on the third base side. Count goes to 0-1. Ready, Robinson stares in. Now delivers home. Wave and a miss. 93 mile an hour heater down low. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. The ninth inning from Robinson. was real impressive in his last appearance. Things got a little bit dicey in the 10th. But the ninth inning was dominant. 0-2 pitch, fouled back. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. This is the earliest Robinson's come into a game this year. One strike away from getting out of things. 0-2 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. A beauty of a pitch. Flutters in at 80 miles an hour, and that ends the inning. Three runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Through five and a half, it's 3-3 Blue Wahoos and Shuckers. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley, Washington.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
The sixth inning from Biloxi. Pensacola tied it up at the top half. Righty Austin Roberts continues on for Pensacola. Rodriguez in from the left side. First pitch of the inning. Fastball called strike one. Rodriguez has had a terrific day. 2-for-2 with two singles. The pitch misses away. Count evens up 1-1. The 10th multi-hit game of the year for Rodriguez. Shuckers got all three runs in the second. Blue Wahoos got all three runs in the top of the inning. The pitch, wave and a miss, way ahead of an off-speed pitch. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Roberts, the righty, delivers home. Lifts it, foul. Third base side, out of play. Count stays at 1-2. It's been a big thing tonight from Biloxi. We've had lengthy at-bats at the plate. Next pitch is Roberts' 20th. Delivers home. Misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Pensacola has now thrown 109 pitches tonight between Fitterer and Roberts. There's nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 2-2 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes full. That means if you're Biloxi, you've seen everything. Fitterer had, it's part of the reason why the Shuckers had nine hits. But you're also seeing a lot of Roberts' arsenal. The 3-2 delivery misses up and away, and the Shuckers draw their second walk of the night. Leadoff man reaches. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray in from the right side. Pitch to him. chops it foul, third base side. Rolls towards the Blue Wahoos dugout. Count goes down and one. Someone on the top step of the Pensacola dugout is leaning over the railing, trying to use the force to get the baseball. Didn't work as well as he would have liked. Instead, Luis Palacios, last night's starter, hops over the rail and grabs it. Pitch to Murray. Called strike two. Murray's 1-for-2 today with a 405-foot homer to right center. Back in the second inning, helped build a 3-0 lead for the Shuckers. The pitch home. Lifts it into short center field. Myers on, dives, and it short hops him. So after a walk, Murray singles. Multi-hit day for the former Duke Blue Devil. His sixth multi-hit game of the year. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Valerio's reached base twice. 1-for-1. He's been hit by a pitch. The pitch home. Shows bunt. Places it up the third baseline. Roberts tries to underhand it to third. The problem is he bobbled it with a bare hand. It's a base hit for Felix Valerio, and the bases are loaded with nobody out for the top of the Shuckers order. Switcher Isaac Collins steps in from the left side. 1-for-2 tonight with a single, a walk, and a strikeout. Shuckers have 12 hits but 3 runs. A hit gives him the lead. Corners come in for Pensacola. First pitch, Collins takes up and in and goes to 1-0. Will Banfield runs out to talk to Roberts. Roberts has been all over the place this inning. Eight pitches. Five have been out of the zone. One ball and no strikes. The count to the switch hitting Collins in from the left side. The pitch takes low. Now goes to 2-0. Shuckers have been terrific with the bases loaded this year. 432 OBP as a team. Collins, 0-for-0. The pitch, called a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. That doesn't mean to say that this is Collins' first plate appearance in the situation, though. Drew Walker earlier this year with the bases loaded. And that's been the Shuckers' bread and butter. 18 bases loaded walks this year. The 2-1 pitch. Collins swings, rolls it on the ground, and Nunez at second. Spins, fires to second for one. The return to first in time, but it gets a run home. Now a throw to third. Murray's back in time. Sort of a wild late throw from Johnson. It's not an RBI, but the Shuckers do take a 4-3 lead. Murray goes to third. Two away, and it brings up Jackson Churio from the right side. Second double play turned tonight by Pensacola. Churio's 1-for-3 tonight with a double back in the first inning. The pitch to Churio. Swings and demolishes this to left. Or back warning track wall. Runs it off and makes the catch. Churio rockets it to left, a bit too high though, on the launch angle, and it stays in the yard. Shuckers though take the lead. One run off two hits. no errors, and one runner left on base. 4-3 after six. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
And no strikes. Jackson Churio, a massive flyout to left that ended the inning. One of the hardest hit balls of the night, 105 off the bat, but in a night where the wind is not blowing out, it's tough to hit it out to left. 1-0 delivery. Chops it third base side. Black gets it on the hop, takes a step, sets his feet, fires the first in time, and Banfield's retired. First out of the seventh. Gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers system and your visit today at visitowa.com. Gonzalez in from the left side. First pitch for Robinson. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Headed to the top of the ninth in Charlotte. Nashville up 9-7 on the Charlotte Knights. Top seven, Peoria and Wisconsin. Knotted at two. Robinson delivers home. Gonzalez chops it. First base side foul. Count evens 1-1. Final from Lynchburg. Carolina Mudcats get their 27th win of the year with an 11-5 win over the Hillcats. Earlier today, Blue Jays take down the Brewers by a 3-1 final. 1-1 the count to the lefty Gonzalez. 0-2 today. The pitch home. Hammer out to right. Rodriguez back. Warning track. Wall looks up and we're tied. Second home run of the year for Gonzalez. Blue Wahoos have answered. 4-4. His home and back to the dugout. Blue Wahoos have been homer happy. Final three runs last night, all scored off homers. All four runs tonight for Pensacola. Scored off the home run. Brings up the righty, Emmanuel Marinez. Robinson delivers home. Curveball fouled back. Count goes 0-1. Gonzalez's homer, 101 off the bat, goes 381 feet. Drives in his third run of the year. The pitch, curveball misses low. Count evens up 1-1. Marinez is 0-2 today. Robinson delivers. curveball lifted out to left center field. Collins over, Churio's over from center, makes it look easy. Hauls it in left center, second out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting J.D. Orr. They don't have the same advanced metrics here in the minor league side of things as they do in the major league level with things like outs above average and the advanced metrics that tells you the range and how good an outfielder is. Bet you if they did, Churi would be at the top. The pitch home. Fouled off for his front foot from the left side. Camp goes 0-1. There are balls he gets to in the right center and left center field gap that 99% of outfielders do not get to. Pretty much all the time, he makes it look easy. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses away. Count evens, 1-1. 4-4 Blue Wahoos and Shuckers. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning. Robinson delivers home. Orr takes the curveball outside corner. That goes to 1-2. Orr's 1-for-2 today. Single and a fly out to left. Robinson delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner. That ends the inning. But not before yet another home run by Pensacola. Second in as many innings. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Time to stretch. It's 4-4. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Yet another game between these two teams that's heading down to the wire. New pitcher in the ball game for Pensacola, the righty Christian Charlet against the lefty Black. First pitch, fouls it in and out of Banfield's glove, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. This is an important at bat, not just in tonight's game, but Tyler Black's on base streak, currently tied for the second longest in franchise history at 25 in a row. The 0-1 pitch. Swings, winds it back into center. It drops down for a base hit. Tyler Black's all alone with the second longest on-base streak in Shuckers franchise history. He's now reached base in 26 consecutive games and is one game away from tying Cooper Hummel's franchise record of 27 in a row. Not only that, Black, the leadoff man in a tie game, gets on here in the seventh inning. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. That's the 13th hit of the night for Biloxi. Caro's 2-for-3. Charlet delivers. Black's off. Pitch misses up and away. The throw to second, not in time. And after Nelson Nunez, Black's 25, 24 stolen base mark on the year. Black gets 25. Take back sole control of the lead in the Southern League. Count at one ball and no strikes to Caro. Charlay fires. Misses low. Banfield blocks it up. Count goes to 2-0. Charlay comes set. Now delivers. It's a cold strike top of the zone. And quickly backs out of the box. A fan of the call. Now steps back in. Neither team has been a big-time fan of the strike zone tonight. Charlay's 2-1 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Charlie's on to make his 12th appearance this year. 20 innings pitched and a 2.25 ERA. 9 walks, 25 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 167 against him. But he's allowed 4 homers. The 3-1 pitch. Caro chops it on the ground to third. Marinez gets it on a hop, fires to first. Caro is retired for the first down. One away. Brings up the switch of Xavier Warren from the left side. First pitch to Warren. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos tied at 4 here in the bottom of the 7th. The pitch, Warren rolls it past Johnson and then the right for a base hit. Black gets the stop sign. Mesa Jr. fires it home, third base side. It's a multi-hit game for Warren. Now runners in the corners with one away for the righty Tristan Lutz. It's a good call by Shuckers. Third base coach Nick Stanley to put up the stop sign. Shuckers have already seen one runner get thrown out the plate tonight. That was Jackson Churio back in the first inning. Churio is one of the fastest guys on this team. Lutz is in from the right side. Runners of the corners, 4-4, bottom 7. One away. The pitch lifts it out to right towards foul territory. Mesa Jr. over. Everybody scrambles out of the way. And it drops down into the first row. Now goes 0-1. Mesa Jr. almost goes into the crowd. Has to be helped out. Count it, no balls and one strike. Everybody jogs on back. The pitch, it's waves and misses. Pass ball outside corner. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Charlay comes set. Now delivers. Lutz takes up high. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Warren off to second. Pitch misses up high. Banfield fakes the throw. Warren slides in. And now, takes the double play out of the equation. Checkers have two runners in scoring position with one out. Infield comes in for Pensacola. Count it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Charlet delivers. Lutz breaks his bat, rolls it left side of the infield. Devers grabs it, only plays to first. The throw's low, and it's by Johnson. Smacks off the fence. Warren's up to third. It goes as a single for Lutz, which drives in Black. That's an RBI, his second of the day. Warren advances to third on an error. And the Shuckers take a 5-4 lead on a broken bat, ground ball in the infield. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, 2-for-2 with a walk. The Shuckers have been a thorn in Christian Charlet's side this year. Charlet was the one who gave up the 2-run homer to Jackson Churio back in the home opener. It was that walk-off in the 10th inning. Lutz comes out of the game. Shuckers bring in Lamar Sparks as a pinch runner. Rodriguez steps in. Shuckers lead it 5-4. The pitch. Sparks is off. Pitch misses away. Throw to second in plenty of time. The tag. And Sparks is retired. Not stealing for the second out. Pitch was called a ball. Count goes to 1-0. Warren at third, 2 away. Shuckers lead it 5-4. Zach Venaro's up in the Shuckers' pen. The 1-0 delivery. Misses off the outside corner. That goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. The pitch. Rodriguez fouls it away. Third base side. Camp goes to 2-1. Rodriguez steps back in from the left side. 5-4 Shuckers. Even the Biloxi's pounding out 15 hits. The pitch to Rodriguez. Hammers it foul. Left field side out of play. Count evens 2-2. Rodriguez stands back in against Charlet. Charlet delivers. This is way outside. Anfield spiral over to grab it. Now goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Ethan Murray is on deck. Charlet's 3-2 pitch. This is up and in, ball four. Rodriguez works the walk, puts runners at the corner for the righty Ethan Murray. The official scoring for Warren moving to third is that he moves to third on an E6 by Jose Devers. Now brings out the pitching coach, Dave Island of the Hill. What a series this has been between the Shuckers and the Blue Waters. Every game has been decided by 1 run. Right now, the Shuckers lead it 5-4. We've seen 6 combined runs since the start of the 6th inning. Island walks back to the dugout. The pitch to Murray. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Murray's 2-for-3 tonight. 1-0 delivery. Takes a strike, top of the zone. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Murray stands very back of the right-handed box. The pitch, curveball, called strike inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Check back to first. Rodriguez dives back in safely. Shuckers lead it 5-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Charlet delivers. Murray swings and rockets it. Stares at it. It curls foul and gets out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. He tried to will it back fair. Stared at it as it curled slowly away and dropped to the left side of the pole. Count it, one ball and two strikes. That would have been the biggest hit of the night. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners of the corners. Now time's called. Ball's on the field in right center. What a game this has been between the Shuckers and the Blue Waffles. It's 5-4. The Shuckers have 5 runs on 15 hits. The Blue Wahoos have 4 runs on 2 homers. That all came in the last 2 innings. Charlet fires. Murray pops it up. Out of play. Count it, one ball and two strikes. Murray's already homered once today. It was a shot to right center. 405 feet. Charlet's 1-2 pitch. Murray tips it in a Banfield's glove for strike 3. And that ends the inning. Shuckers take the lead. That's the important part. They scored 1 run on 2 hits, an error, and strand 2. We end of the 8th. See what more craziness this game has in store for us. Shuckers lead it 5-4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the eighth inning, a wild one. The Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It has gone back and forth, back and forth. Zach Bonaro comes on for Biloxi and faces Nassim Nunez, top of the order. First pitch misses inside. Nunez, a switch hitter, up from the left side. Count goes to 1-0. Vinaro relieves Cam Robinson, who's done after an inning in two-thirds. Gives up one run, one hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. One run coming off a homer. The 1-0 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Vinaro makes his 12th appearance of the year, ERA at 3.09, in 11 and two-thirds innings, 8 walks, and 16 strikeouts. Vinaro last appeared on Sunday for Biloxi against Montgomery. Threw an inning, didn't allow a run, one walk, one hit, one strikeout. 2-0 delivery. Nunez takes a strike inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Vinaro, a sidewinding righty, delivers home. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Nunez walked last time up, came around to score in the sixth inning. The pitch misses away. It's a five-pitch walk to Nunez to start off the appearance for Vinaro. That quickly brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Gives us a chance. Take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers clinging to a 5-4 lead in a game that's gone back and forth. It's been a roller coaster ride here at MGM Park. Four runs, four hits, one error for Pensacola. The Shuckers have five runs on 15 hits without an error. David Blake back with you from MGM Park. If you're just joining us, Shuckers got three in the second. Everything was cruising, and then a three-run homer for Pensacola tied it at the sixth. We've been back and forth ever since. Trey Johnston up from the left side against the righty Zach Vinaro. Just entered a batter ago. And on first, nobody out. 5-4 Biloxi in the top of the eighth inning. Vinaro delivers. Fastball called strike one. Barrels in at 93. Johnston's 1-for-3 today. Single fly out and struck out on a changeup last time up. The 0-1 delivery. Nunez is off pitch, called a strike. The throw to second on the third base side of the bag, not in time. Nunez steals his second base of the day. Reties Tyler Black for the Southern League lead with 25 stolen bases on the year. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Johnston back in from the left side. Tying run in scoring position for Pensacola. Bonaro's 0-2 delivery. Lifted foul and hard. Out of play on the right field side. Count stays at 0-2. That one off the bat at 102. The 0-2 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-2. Right-hander sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Tips it foul. In and out of Caro's glove. Count stays at 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 1-2, the count to the lefty Johnston. Nobody out. Top of the eighth inning. Shuckers up by one. 5-4. The pitch. Misses away. Slider off the outside corner. And it's 2-2. Navarro sets. The pitch, oh. Wave and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour heater down low. First out of the inning, and it brings up the righty, Dane Myers. Myers digs in from the right side against the righty, Venaro. He was the reason this game was originally tied 3-3 in the sixth inning. Three-run homer, his fifth homer of the year. Nunez at second. Venaro delivers. Chops it. Left side of the infield. Venaro grabs it off the mound. Fires to first. Bit wide. Good job by Xavier Warren at first to corral it. Myers is retired. Second out. Nunez to third. And it brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Left-hand inning, Victor Mesa Jr. steps in. Two outs. Tying run at third and Nassim Nunez. Mesa Jr. 0-for-2 today with a walk. Two ground outs. Venaro sets. Now delivers. Fastball misses away and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball called strike in the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Kicks and fires. Misses inside, almost gets him, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers will have 9-1-2 in the order due up. Valerio Collins and Churio in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lineup open. Banner with a 5-4 lead. The 3-1 delivery. Misses away. It's the second 5-pitch walk of the inning. Mesa Jr. trots off to first. But Aro has a lot of hit in the inning. But two walks have helped clog the base paths for Pensacola. And it brings up the lefty, Jose Devers. Two away, runners in the corners. 5-4 Biloxi over Pensacola. Caro steps out in front of home plate, dots up the first and third signs. Gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. Final from Montgomery, 3-0 Biscuits. Smokies win it 5-4 over Chattanooga. And top seven, M Braves down 5-2 against Birmingham. First pitch to the lefty, Devers. Curveball called strike one. And Montgomery in action tonight against Racket City. Biscuits back at 500. In the first half. Shuckers get Caleb Bowman up in the pen. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted down the left field line. Drops in for a base hit. We're tied. Nunez scores. Mesa Jr. goes first to third. Devers in a second with an RBI double. Pensacola scores for the third straight inning. They tie it up at 5. Now runners at second and third for the righty, Will Banfield. 5 runs on just 5 hits compared to 5 on 15 for Biloxi. Banfield's 0-for-3 tonight. Strikeout, flyout, ground out. The 14th RBI of the year for Devers. Venaro sets. First pitch to the righty. Called strike one in the inside corner. Caleb Bowman throughout this year has been a closer. He starts to get warm in the Shuckers pen. had six saves for the Timber Rattlers in High A this year before getting promoted. 0-1 pitch. Fastball called strike two. That one blazed in at 96, one of the fastest of the night. Time's called. That gets away from the Shockers bullpen. No balls, two strikes, two away. Runners at second and third for Pensacola. Knotted at five here in the eighth. Venaro delivers. Lifted over Black's glove and down the left field line. Mesa Jr. scores. Devers rounds third and comes home. The throw's in a second. It's a two RBI single from Banfield, and Pensacola leads it 7-5. Three runs scored with two outs. A bloop double and a liner that was maybe 6 inches above Tower Black's glove at third. Pensacola leads for the first time tonight, 7-5. Two away brings up the lefty, Norel Gonzalez. Banfield at first. Bonaro fires. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Ground ball, first base, foul. Off the fence. Count evens, one ball, one strike. Bowman set to go. The Shuckers hope he doesn't have to come on till the ninth inning. Renaro trying to get out of things. Delivers home. Gonzalez takes up high. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch home. Gonzalez fouls it off his front foot. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes with two away. Shuckers last night led after seven and then fell 4-3 to Pensacola. That was their first loss of the year in leading after seven. They won 21 in a row. Shuckers offense will be up in the bottom half of the inning, trying to turn things around after they lose the lead here in the eighth. Pitch home. Runner goes. Lifted out to left. Collins comes in, makes the catch, ends the inning. In the inning, three runs on two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We've already seen a back-and-forth game between these two teams. Shuckers looking to swing it back in their direction one more time. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail at 7-5. Let's see Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Oh,
Biloxi. Bottom of the eighth inning. Righty Valerio goes up against the new arm, Hosan Mendez. Shuckers trail it 7-5. First pitch. Valerio hammers it to left. Orr goes back, looks up, leaps, it's gone. A leadoff homer here in the eighth. Cuts the deficit for Biloxi down to one. It's 7-6. Valerio crosses home, his first homer of the year. Ninth run driven in, 98 off the bat, goes 341 feet. A rude welcome for Hosan Mendez into this ball game. Brings up Isaac Collins. It's now 7-6. What a series between these two teams. First pitch is rolled to second. Nunez bobbles it, grabs it, fires to first in time. And Collins is retired for the first out. And what do you know? He's put himself in the middle of so many big situations here in 2023. It's the righty Jackson Churio. One out, nobody on. Blue Wahoo 7, Biloxi 6. Churio is the tying run. The pitch hammers it foul, third base side into the stands. Nice grab by a fan in the first row. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Churio's 1-for-4 tonight. And he has the flair for the dramatics against Pensacola. It'll walk off, two-run homer. Back on the home opener. 0-1 pitch. Fouls it off. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball off the inside corner. Second out of the inning, brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Two outs, nobody on. Blue Wahoos lead the Shuckers 7-6. The pitch home. Black takes low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Mendez sets, now fires. Black waves and misses at a changeup. Count evens up 1-1. Mendez makes his 14th appearance of the year with a 3.86 ERA in 21 innings pitched, 7 walks, 17 strikeouts. That home run he allowed to Valerio was the third he had allowed in the year. The 1-1 pitch misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Black takes strike two on the outside corner. Count goes full with two away. Black singled the center last time up. The 3-2 pitch. Checks his swing off the inside corner. Doesn't go. Pitch misses inside. And the tying runs now on for Jefferson Caro at the plate. Caro's 2-for-4 tonight. Has yet to showcase the power of this series. After 7 homers in the month of May. The pitch home. Hammers it deep to left. Or way back. Caro flips the bat. And it's a fly out to the wall. And it ends the inning. He hammered it and comes up 6 inches short of a 2-run homer. We end of the ninth. Caleb Bowman comes in. Shuckers trail it by 1. One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. And we head to the ninth. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Give the Shuckers the lead. Instead, a flyout to left sends us to the ninth inning. First pitch from Caleb Bowman. This is up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Chandler Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's 7-6. Zach Bonaro out, Bowman in. The pitch tapped back to Bowman on the hill. Underhands to first, and Mourinho is retired for the first out. Each of the first two games in this series have been decided by a single run. And no matter who wins this game, it's likely going to be the third consecutive game in which it's decided by one run. Final line for Bernardo goes an inning, gives two hits, three runs, all of them earned. Two walks, one strikeout. The pitch to the lefty Orr, fastball, called strike one. The 0-1 delivery in the dirt. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Bowman's into his usual ninth inning role. He was the closer in Appleton for the Timber Rattlers. Six saves before he got promoted. Delivers home. Orr chops it. Foul, first base side. Count goes to 1-2. Orr's 1-for-3 today. Single and a strikeout. Bowman's 1-2 delivery. Fastball called. Strike three. A heater at 92. Right on the inside black. Brings up the switch hitting Nassim Nunez from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. Blue Wahoos lead it 7-6 over Biloxi. We've seen 10 runs scored in the last three innings between these two teams. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Bowman fires. Old strike one on the outside corner. Gets him with the curveball. Bowman last time out gave up three runs on one hit. It was a homer. The 1-1 delivery misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. And we're back in the series finale on Sunday against Montgomery. A lot better than the first time out, though. Only retired one batter. Gave up a couple of runs in his Double-A debut. The 2-1 delivery fouls it off third base side out of play. Count evens, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Bowman delivers. This is up and away. Pops out of Caro's glove. And the count at three balls and two strikes. Three-two pitch. Fastball misses. Maybe by an inch on the inner half. Third walk drawn tonight by Nunez, and you can almost predict that he'll likely try and swipe second. Brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. Runner on, two outs, top nine. The pitch, curveball, called strike one. Johnston's 1-for-4 tonight with a single and two homers. Bowman delivers. Misses inside, gets by Caro. Nunez takes a turnaround second, stays there. Goes as a pass ball. It's Caro's third pass ball of the season. Now runner in scoring position with two away. 7-6, Pensacola over Biloxi. Bowman fires, misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Bowman stares in. Righty comes set at the belt. Deep breath, checks second, delivers. Ground ball left side of the infield. Murray dives. It's past him and in the left. Collins picks it up. Nunez around third. The throw on one hop to the plate. Not in time. It's an RBI single. Brings home Nunez, and it's 8-6 Pensacola. Their fourth straight inning with a run. Shuckers have been on the wrong side of a lot of luck this series. That ball missed Murray's glove by maybe 5 inches. Pensacola blasted their way to the first four runs. They dinked and dunked their way the last four. It's 8-6. First pitch to the righty, Dane Myers. Fouls it off, first base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. As always, that foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 pitch misses up and in. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Shuckers will need at least two to tie it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sparks the pitch. Called a strike, the throw to second. A good one, the tag, not in time. Count goes to 1-2. Caro thought he had him. It's a stolen base for Johnston. His eighth of the season. The bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be Warren, Lamar Sparks, and then Carlos Rodriguez. Sparks came in as a pinch runner. Bowman's 1-2 delivery. Curveball inside and hits him. After the first two batters were retired, top of the order has been able to get things going for Pensacola. Brings up Victor Mesa Jr. Brings out Jefferson Caro. Runners on first and second with two away. 8-6 Pensacola over Biloxi. This is a game that has gone back and forth between these two teams. Shuckers took a 3-0 lead. We're cruising through five. And then 3-run home run, 6 for Pensacola. And then tied it at 3. Shuckers took a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the inning. Pensacola tied it up in the top of the inning. Shuckers took the lead in the bottom of the 7th. Wahoos took the lead in the 8th. Shuckers got it back to 1 in the bottom half. 1 in the 9th. Give the Blue Wahoos an 8-6 lead. 2-1. 2 away. First pitch. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes 0-1. Count it. No balls in 1 strike to the lefty Mesa. 0-2. 2 walks. Bowman fires. Fastball misses inside. Count even. 1-1. Bowman's 1-1 delivery. Curveball lopped it into center. Chirio back on it. Makes the catch, and that ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, 2 runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the 9th inning. Pensacola 8, Biloxi 6. Shuckers need 2 to tie, 3 to win it. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Over Biloxi, we head to the bottom of the 9th inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hosan Mendez, the right-hander's done after an inning of work. Gives up 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, throws 12 pitches. Pensacola now goes to Zach LeBan, a guy who has 4 career saves since joining the Marlins organization in 2018. Pitch home. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. LeBan, 6'2", 235-pound right-hander, was a closer at Kansas, 12 saves in 2018. 1-0 delivery. Warren fouls it back and out of play. Count evens at 1-1. He has 1 save this year that came at AAA, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The other 3 saves came in 2021. The 1-1 pitch misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. This year, Pensacola makes his 11th appearance, 1.69 ERA in 16 innings, 12 walks, 10 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .214 against him. The 2-1 delivery. Warren takes a strike inside corner. Count evens 2-2. Lamar Sparks is on deck. He came in to pinch run for Tristan Lutz in the 7th inning. Sparks has got some power. Need a couple men on, though. The 2-2 pitch. Warren waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone, outside corner. First out of the inning brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks this year hitting 211, two homers, eight runs driven in, and a 353 OBP. LeBan fires, wave and a miss from Sparks, and out goes 0-1. Sparks has a violent swing at the plate. He's 1-for-7 this series, double and five strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch, curveball misses inside, count evens, 1-1. Both of Sparks' homers came last week in back-to-back games against Montgomery. LeBan's 1-1 pitch. Lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers originally led it 3-0. They've lost the lead here late. Count is close to 7-6 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now at 8-6 Pensacola. One out, nobody on. The 1-2 pitch. Fouls it off his front foot. And the count stays at 1-2. Lays down in front of home plate. Holds his left ankle. He's one of the guys in the Shuckers team. That uses that leg guard on the left leg, thankfully. Right now, trainer Andrew Stanling's out. Just got to look at the replay. It hit just above the leg guard. Count stays at 1-2. Painful place to be nailed. Sparks is up. Takes a couple of steps up the third baseline. Count at 1-2 with one away. As for the bat from manager Mike Guerrero, seems like he's good to go. Training staff, Guerrero having him do a couple of exercises where he's just flexing around the left foot. Make sure it's good to go. Grabs the helmet, takes a cut. He's all good. Stanley and Guerrero go back to the dugout. Sparks nets back in. Good to go after fouling one off his left shin. 1-2, the count with one away. 8-6 Pensacola in the bottom of the ninth. LeBan fires. Sparks takes a curveball low. Check with the first base umpire on the check swing, and he's called out. Macon Hammond calls him out on the check swing. Spark didn't even realize that he went halfway. Holds his hands up to Hammond to put his palms up back to him. Two away now for the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 8-6. The pitch to Rodriguez. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Eight runs, seven hits, and an error for Pensacola. Six runs, 16 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens, 1-1. Shuckers have left 10 on. They've gone 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Pensacola's gone 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position. That's the difference right now on the scoreboard. The pitch to Rodriguez. Wave and tips it into Banfield's glove. Count goes to 1-2. Checkers down to their final strike. 1-2, two away. The man fires. Misses up and away. Counts even. 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez fouls it back. Stays alive. Ethan Murray's on deck. Rodriguez has had a terrific night. Same with Murray and Valerio at the bottom of this order. They've combined for 7 of Biloxi's 16 hits. Rodriguez has 2 of them. 2-2 pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes full. Rodriguez nods his head a couple times as he backs out of the way. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers trail it 8-6. LePan trying to close it out for Pensacola. The payoff pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. 96 miles an hour. And Pensacola closes out their second straight win by 2 runs or less against Biloxi. LePan strikes out the side of the ninth inning. Walks down his 5th professional save. And his first save of the year in Double A. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base in the ninth. Pensacola, 8 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. 6 runs, 16 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Shuckers fall to 24-24 on the year. Blue Wahoos become the first team in the Southern Range to 30 wins at 30-18 on the season. We're back after this with the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Wrap everything up and get set for tomorrow night, Friday night here in Biloxi. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Jason Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fall for the second night in a row in a close one. This time it's more late runs for Pensacola. They scored 8 runs over the final 4 innings and take it 8-6 over the Biloxi Shuckers, and the Blue Wahoos become the first team in the Southern League to reach 30 wins on the season. They're at 30-18 through the first 48 games, the Shuckers at 24-23. Pensacola, 8 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. The Shuckers, 6 runs on 16 hits without an error. The Shuckers leave 10 on, go 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Pensacola goes 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position, leaves 5 on, and a couple of nicely placed hits in the last couple of innings give way to a Pensacola win. A couple dunks, a couple of bleeders that just got through the left side, and Pensacola scores in each of the last 4 innings. First 4 of the night scored on homers, final 4 scored on dinks and dunks and bleeders all around the yard. Christian Charlet gets the win for Pensacola. Improves to 2-1 on the year. Zach Bonaro gets tagged with the loss. Falls 2-1-2. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 59 minutes in front of 2,312 here at MGM Park. Time to take a look at the scoring summary on both sides. Let's start off with the Shuckers, who jumped out to an early 3-0 lead in the second inning off a pair of homers. A solo shot from Tristan Lutz, his first of the year, put Biloxi up 1-0. Ethan Murray, 2 batters later, launched a 405-foot homer to put the Shuckers up 3-0. On the pitching side of things, Christian Mejias was excellent, was cruising through 5 innings, had not allowed a run, came out for the 6th inning, notched his 6th strikeout of the night for the very next batter. Dane Myers smashed a 3-run homer, 443 feet, which tied it up. 3 between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Bottom half of the 6th inning, Shuckers got a run home on a double play that scored Carlos Rodriguez. They took a 4-3 lead. Pensacola tied it up on a solo homer from Narel Gonzalez in the 7th. Bottom half of the 7th inning, Tristan Lutz on a broken bat ground ball to short scored Tyler Black, who extended his on-base streak to 26 consecutive games, all alone at the 2nd longest on base streak in Biloxi Shuckers franchise history, one away from tying Cooper Hummel's record of 27 in a row. He can do it as soon as tomorrow night. Shuckers tied it up, but then in the 8th inning, it was 3 runs off an RBI double from Jose Devers and a 2-RBI single from Will Banfield. Shuckers got it to 7-6 in the bottom of the inning off a solo shot from Felix Valerio, his first of the year, but in the 9th, a run scored on a single from Troy Johnson, his 35th RBI of the year, scored Nassim Nunez and gave Pensacola an 8-6 lead. 3 strikeouts in the bottom of the 9th from Zach LeBan gives him his first save of the season. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll wrap things up there and send you off. Set things up for Friday night. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for Biloxi against the righty M.D. Johnson. Comes your way next as we wrap things up on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Biloxi. Jay McBlake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. Shuckers fall 8-6 to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shuckers now at 24-24 on the year. The Blue Wahoos, first Southern League team to 30 wins, now sit at 30-18. Pensacola, 8 runs, 7 hits, and an error. For Biloxi, 6 runs, 16 hits, and no errors, but they leave 10 on and fall by an 8-6 final. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Let's start around the Southern League. One game still in progress. The Birmingham Barons up 5-3 on the Embraves. Runner on for the Embraves in the top of the ninth inning. Embraves looking to take back-to-back games against the Barons. Finals from elsewhere in the league. The Tennessee Smokies take down the Chattanooga Lookouts by a 5-4 final. They extend their lead in the division back to a game and a half over the Lookouts as we now have 21 games left in the first half. Final from Montgomery. Biscuits win it 3-0 over Rocket City and take their first game in the six-game set. On the affiliated side of things, also brought to you by OWA Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. At big league level, Blue Jays take down the Brewers by a 3-1 final. Brewers now at 29-27 on the year, a half game ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates for first place in the National League Central standings. In single A, Carolina takes down Lynchburg by an 11-5 final. Mudcats now at 27-18 on the season, best record out of anyone in the Brewers system. Final from Charlotte, Sounds squeak out a 10-7 victory over the Charlotte Knights. The Sounds now at 27-26. Peoria takes down the Timber Rattlers by a 3-2 final. The Timber Rattlers now at 16-31 on the season. Tomorrow night, Carlos Rodriguez goes for Biloxi. The top-ranked Brewers pitching prospect on the starting pitching side of things on the Shuckers roster. 2-2 with a 2.82 ERA. Rodriguez trying to follow up 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, and 100 pitches, all career highs in his last start against Montgomery. He'll take on the righty M.D. Johnson for Pensacola. 6:35 first pitch. We'll join you on the pregame show at 6:20 as the Shuckers trying to get back above 500. 24-24 on the year in game 4 of the series against Pensacola. That'll do it for us tonight. From all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McBlake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.